The people who were working with that councillor or MP must be able to say we are happy or we are not happy about this MP, would rather try somebody else or would rather subject him to a competition. Now, that is the first stage. Now, in order for that confirmation to be successful, that particular candidate must be able to garner at least 3/4 of the electorate in that constituency. If he fails to get 3/4, which is quite a big number, 75%, then that MP goes for primary elections with any other candidate of the party who qualifies to be nominated and be able to contest in that constituency.
We understand there are some provinces where leaflets were thrown around demanding that everyone be subjected to primaries. So what does this mean?
Well, there are several possibilities. First, it could be people who are aspiring and they're just preempting what could likely to happen. Now, secondly, it could be just members of other parties who are not happy with the system of the MDC and are trying to cause unnecessary disharmony.